sitting in for Louis Signs this morning. I'm Dennis Wu, and I'm here this morning with Christopher Parton from the Human Resources Department here at UTEP. Welcome to Focus on Campus, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the very basics of what human resources is all about when we're dealing with a state university like UTEP.
Well, human resources is obviously the essential part of the hiring process and onboarding and making sure everyone is happy, follows policy, and ultimately gets paid. I've been with human resources for 4 years, and I've really seen it evolve into a real good partnership with the university employees and with other things that the university offers, which is one of the things I'm here to talk about today, the Project Move for this year.
Let's talk about Project Move. It's an important facet of the university life when we, like myself, I'm a staff member, Louis Signs, who I'm sitting in for as a faculty member. When we get involved with the university with a project like this, this becomes a monumental effort.
It really has, and this is my second year being a part of the Project Move, and I've heard about it before. This is the 8th annual Project Move event. And just to give you some background on folks that are not aware of what it is, it's basically UTEP's biggest day of community service to give back to the community of El Paso and surrounding areas. Typically, we see up to 2,000 volunteers, that includes students, faculty, and staff of the university, to go out to nonprofit agencies that go ahead and become involved with Project Move and provide assistance. It's real simple. It's really easy to get into, and I know we'll go into details a little bit later, but it's definitely important. And being part of human resources and wanting to be engaged with this university and community, ultimately give back, we take great pride in this event and just look to get it bigger and bigger as time goes on here.
How many nonprofit agencies are we looking at for this particular event this year?
Well, we're always looking to get bigger, but on average, we usually have between about 25 and 30 agencies. We're always looking for more, and at the end of our interview here, I'll give you the information on how to go to the website and get involved as an agency or as a volunteer, but typically it's around that. We have agencies surrounding from Tornillo all the way to Canotillo. So again, El Paso and surrounding area involved project. And it varies as far as the volunteers that are needed per project and the types of projects that we have. Some of the things we do are paint, clean, even build houses. There's a group that focuses on that. So it's an array of different activities. And of course, it gauges different interests as far as what's needed and from whom.
It's centered on one day, but it actually branches out to a year-long project of love, if you will.
Most definitely. And as I mentioned, we take great pride in it. And there is a committee for the Project Move that starts looking at agencies or starts getting meetings set up months in advance. And it is something that you mentioned, it is a year-long process because, again, since we're wanting to get it bigger, we're wanting to get more folks involved, we're wanting to gauge more interest on agencies that want to become involved. When we're out in the community, just any of us, we, you know, tend to look at these things. If we see an agency maybe that we haven't heard of, or we see needs assistance or just asks us for assistance, this is definitely one of the events that could be beneficial to them and really our students. And one of the things that we want to kind of emphasize is for our students to know that giving back is important. Our faculty and our staff have been really good in providing that information, letting students know the importance of being involved. You know, be humble. Remember where you came from. Know that giving back is important because for some of these students or some of these staff and faculty, they may have been in a situation where they needed assistance. Everybody has their moments, but if we could help each other out and we're there to pick each other up and remember those types of things, and this is what this is all about. It's all about a community effort to just assist. And it is one day, but you'd be surprised at how difference just a minute, an hour, or a day could make, especially for a lot of these agencies.
Having been working with nonprofit organizations over the years, Christopher, you've seen how the dynamic becomes not only a vertical process of helping one another, but it's also a horizontal project in that faculty and staff become mentors to the students who give back in through social engagement like this.
Most definitely. When you're out there, you are paired with folks that you may have not worked with before, that you may have not seen before, that you don't know their background. So as you're cleaning, as you're painting, as you're doing whatever assignment or task that's asked, you engage with the folks in your group. You find out what their background is like. You find out what their interests are. You find out where they want to go in life. The bulk of these volunteers are students. So it gives them an opportunity to not only show what they're all about as far as assisting, but show you what they're all about as far as a person's concerned. And we definitely want to mentor. We definitely want to engage their interests and see what they want to be involved in and where they're going in life. That way, you establish these long life relationships and you really see what this university is about, what it's becoming and where it's going. And so most definitely you cherish those moments, you cherish those learning experiences. And again, you're helping agencies, but as a whole internally here at UTEP, we're helping our students ultimately. We're helping our faculty and we're helping our staff learn about different experiences and see what's out there.
One of the things that I've noted over the years when we help agencies, nonprofit agencies especially, is that once we create that handshake agreement to be able to assist them, they come back and assist UTEP in very many ways that we never thought possible.
That's most definitely true. You know, we go out there and, you know, we're not expecting anything back. It's a community service effort. You know, the expectation is that we go out there and assist, put our volunteer efforts and do what they ask. But you're right. I mean, it's really amazing to see how much give back we receive. And most of it is received on the athletic end because you see sponsorships, you see, you know, they're a thing on TV. But the stuff behind the scenes, even if it's one of these agencies sending us a thank you note or one of these agencies bringing their kids along for a campus tour, or some of these folks will have baked items. And some of these folks you see out on the streets and they're like, hey, I remember you. You helped us that one day. And that sense of accomplishment or that sense of knowing that you made a difference is always most important. And that's what it's all about. Because if they're seeing, you know, especially for the kiddos, and I know there's an array of agencies, but especially for our kiddos who need someone to look up to need something to look up to, they remember these things. And they remember that, hey, I remember when they did that. Let me go ahead and do that for someone else. And not only at that young age, but as they get older. So it's definitely a win-win for the university, the community, and everyone that's involved.
The chain always progresses, and so now it's time to talk about how to join the chain. How do we get involved?
So to get involved, it's pretty simple. We have a website that we have went ahead and established. It's projectmove.utep.edu, and all the information that you need is how to sign up as a volunteer, how to get an agency signed up, or if you want to sign up as a team. If you have a group of folks that really wanting to do a particular project, then you can go ahead and get signed up that way. It's a great tracking mechanism, especially for our students who need volunteer hours. We know that's required on some course levels. It's going to track everything that you do, including this event. It's going to ask questions on what you're interested in. That way, as agencies become available or projects become available, your interest is already garnered towards that. And it's very, very simple. You go in there, there's a couple links, buttons that you click on, create your profile, and you're set.
One of the things that I was thinking about while you were explaining how to get involved in Project Move was, as a staff member, I know of a couple of nonprofit organizations that need help in a different sort of a way. But you know what? It helps students figure out their career paths.
Oh, most definitely.
So if we know of a nonprofit organization, we go to that website and go ahead and plug it in?
Yes, sir. Most definitely. You go in there, you could plug it in, or you could reach out to me or one of the committee members. I'll go ahead and provide my info here. And we'll definitely get them what they need, see if they're interested or know folks that are interested, just like you did. And again, it's all about making this as big as possible, helping as much as possible. And right now we have, like I mentioned, between 1,500 to 2,000 volunteers. At some point, if we could get to 3, 4, 5,000, then that's really what this is all about. Again, we're not expecting anything in return. It's just our way of saying thank you to the community. Thank you to community in which a lot of us grew up in. And it means a lot. And so most definitely, as you hear about agencies or folks that you know of that need help, we certainly hope to reach out or have you reach out to us.
The city of El Paso has always been and always will be a very gracious community in that we give and take, and we don't expect back much from anything other than a smile and maybe a cookie.
and that's always nice, most definitely. But it's about making a difference. And like I mentioned, just a simple thank you or just some sort of acknowledgement, or just knowing that you made a difference in people's lives and knowing that they're probably going to do the same to someone else when they're in need.
Eighth annual, do you have any history on how this actually started?
I don't have a ton of history. I know that, of course, 8 years ago, there was an idea thrown out there. There is a group that wants to make a difference. There is a committee of a few members, and all I know is that it's growing bigger and bigger. And like I mentioned, this is just my second year doing it. I definitely foresee my role getting bigger and continuing to want to do this and continuing to get our committee bigger, because that's how we get the word out. That's how we're able to do this stuff. One of the things, you know, being able to do this interview and just putting it out there, making it known, explaining what it is for folks who may have heard the name but not know what it was, mm-hmm. Such as I was, you know, in that situation a couple of years ago. When you just put 4 or 5 hours on a Saturday, one Saturday a year, March 4th, you know, it's tough to wake up. You know, sometimes it's cold, sometimes you have other things going on, but it's one day of commitment. And again, just that sense of accomplishment, the sense of knowing that you did something, seeing the end results, and not only in one side, but as you hear the stories of all the volunteers, I mean, it's truly a humbling experience and really shows what this university and this community is all about.
It's a fascinating way to look at how one day could create a lifetime of friendship and community service. Social engagement, if you will. And the easiest way to do it is to go to that website, projectmove.utep.edu, and plug in all the information if you want to become a volunteer. Is this also open to the regular public?
It's not necessarily, because it is a UTEP-hosted event. Of course, there are liability things and forms that need to be signed, which is explained as you register. So we want to try to keep it to just UTEP folks. With that being said, it doesn't necessarily need to be current students or current folks on campus. We definitely want to get our alumni involved. So that's another thing. Anyone associated with UTEP in any capacity could join this. You know, if the public wants to get involved, they could certainly reach out and we could see if we could work something out. But strictly UTEP involved folks, again, just for that liability. And really, it's a UTEP event.
Sure, that's understood. It's just, I think about the audience member who will listen in and say, oh, I want to do that.
Oh, most definitely. And we're welcome to that. I mean, as this thing gets bigger, we could be open to different suggestions or maybe a different event that would involve the public. But for now, this is where we're at. And, you know, we definitely want to get it bigger and at some point see where this thing goes.
Okay. So let's go ahead and repeat again the information in order for faculty, staff, students, and alumni to get involved.
Okay. So this event, again, is the 8th annual UTEP Project Move. It's happening on Saturday, March the 4th. And sites have different time frames, but generally you're going to see a time frame about 10 to 2. So if you commit 4 or 5 hours out of your day to just assist us, and we greatly appreciate it as well as these agencies, to get registered as a volunteer team or agency, the website for that is projectmove.utep.edu. All the info that you need, everything that we mentioned today, is all there. And then if you'd like me to provide my information, then I'm more than willing to do that. My email is cjpotter, P-O-T-T-E-R, at utep.edu. If you have any questions that maybe the website does not answer, or maybe I wasn't able to answer today. And we're definitely excited for this. Look to get it bigger, and we can't wait till that March the 4th comes around.
Sounds great. Christopher Potter, thank you so much for coming in and explaining Project Move to all of us. I'm moved because now the two agencies I'm thinking about, I need to plug them in and then let's see where we go. But I will see you on Saturday, March 4th, and let's make Project Move happen even bigger.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. We've been talking to Christopher Potter from Human Resources here at UTEP, talking about the 8th Annual Project Move. All of this information will be up on our website at ktep.org. Focus on Campus is a production of KTEP, supported in part by the estate of Maxie Templeton. Lauren Terrazas is our engineer. Daniel Paulus is our producer. Sitting in for Louis Sines, I'm Dennis Wu.